was that I keep saying, nobody notices that anything has changed except me,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to think we were onward, upward. But it's not that our thinking has changed from onward, upward. Is that we don't even know it's changed.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of, today, everybody looks at the world as a flat line. Right? Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I mean?
Like dead.
No growth.
No growth, yeah.
Yeah. Sort of regulations or whatever.
Just same old, same old.
And as I said to you, if you turn on MSN right there, you will find a list of the least important things that anyone could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Not just me. But how in the hell can you be interested in anything that is new? And we used to think that the world, that we were going out into space. Oh, that didn't come up now. Nothing's going out into space.
No. It's stagnant.
Everything, stagnation is taken for granted now. Listen to me. Stagnation is taken for granted now. What will be taken for granted in the future?
What we had.
Did you get what
if stagnation,
I said about
the
loincloths?
Yeah, right. So that's what...
I mean, is that there?
Yeah, that's on there, yeah. Okay. So in the future when we end up brown world and loincloths, just whatever you said.
Professors.
Yeah, going over about how, you know, what could
Gurus.
Be.
Gurus.
Yeah.
Saying things like Aristotle.
Yeah. Then we will, you know, reflect on, as you said, stagnation now is taken for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and then at that point in time...
Nobody would even think about anything like that.
Yeah.
It's sort of like in 1984.
Yeah.
When one fellow said to the other guy, he was developing the new speak, the language that cut out all these ideas and stuff. He said, do you realize that 50 years from now, no one could have the conversation we're having right now?
New speak, I don't know what that is.
New speak was the language that was cut down, like... Anyway, it was cut down to where all you said was chopped out everything.
Yeah.
All concepts.
I still don't know. So when did...
You'd have to read the
book.
Yeah,
I have to read up on it. Okay. So for 50 years from now, they won't be having conversations.
50 years from now, they'll be having more or less the same conversations
we're
having now, except that things will be, they'll be poorer. And then, just like in white India, as it became steadily browner, again, I have no explanation. But as far as I can tell, the correlation is 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason. And my idea, so like, you never read 1984, did you?
The Orwell?
Yeah.
George Orwell? I have, but a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, he just left it hopeless.
Yeah.
And what I see, unless we do something, and I'd rather do something than nothing, is a world full of people in loincloths, sitting around starving. But talking very profound things. Probably Aristotle, he always seems to say.
Come on.
Over and over and over and over. And that's what I see the present world as. It's just... I mean, look, you would think huh?
I was going to say that is a nightmare. But anyway, keep going on. Yeah, you're going to think.
Yeah, but these people don't know how to have nightmares.
Mm.
If you, like I say, you turn on the MSN,
mm.
and there is not one single thing
mm.
there.
It's all superficial.
Huh?
It's all superficial.
It's not even that.
No.
Yeah, don't try to translate.
Well, it's all bullshit, right?
I want you
right?
to get the tragedy of what I'm saying.
It is a tragedy. It's all yeah, bullshit. There's nothing that's substantial in our life that it has any meaning.
Mm-hmm.
That in our, you know, because it's...
But I get this picture of end of the future of the human race.
Yeah.
Sitting there in a loincloth.
Yeah.
Being profound.
Yeah.
Now, you realize, well, nobody realizes until I mention it,
mm-hmm.
which scares me.
Yeah.
That those great philosophers
mm-hmm.
in history had children passing out from starvation around them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not really mentioned.
Mm.
All those gurus that India,
mm-hmm.
their children, they were used to be mm. before the white man showed up.
Mm.
Children were dying around them. Once again, like a you know, with my M1 back there, it's a long time ago, but I've seen starvation, not malnutrition.
Starvation, yeah.
And I don't want to get dramatic, I already have, but all of this is dramatic if you think about it, but people don't. Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. It's kind of depressing.
Everybody starving? Yeah, that could be a little depressing to certain types of people. Yeah. But if you have the right mentality and you realize that they're still quoting Aristotle.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading about, just in passing, you know, what I see is always jumps to me, and I'm sitting there all by myself. They were talking about before the bubonic plague hit, a couple of routine things happened. The population increased because some worthless, illiterate peasant had developed the windmill. Now everybody sits around worrying themselves to death about whether Aristotle had a student.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody said, well, this windmill popped up. Everything in the Middle Ages, in the Roman times, was done by hand. Then they found that they could use the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice. Now let's get back to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that happened was, in Roman times, and even in the times of Aristotle himself, the way that you hitched up a horse was you put a thing around his neck. And when he pulled your car, the more he pulled, the less he could breathe. So sometime in the Dark Ages, before Aristotle was renaissanced, somebody developed the horse collar and tripled
the pulling power.
Horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
There were several things like that. They never mentioned, you know, weren't important because they, Aristotle had nothing to do with them.
I'm actually glad you brought that up because I wanted to talk about it in the context of what we were talking about was about.
Were we talking about something?
No.
I didn't mean to.
But in that context of you know, white supremacy, you know, you've talked about this before about how it's you know, what are we owed for what achievements we have given man, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one that I am afraid to introduce to Bugs because we'll get another dead silence.
Mm.
What did I just do that got the last dead silence?
White flight act.
Yeah.
White flight act, yeah. White flight
chasing
down
whites.
Chasing down whites, yeah.
So I don't want to overburden them.
Mm.
But when I was coming up, says the old man, other races owed us.
Mm.
Like I say, the word starvation no longer exists.
Mm.
In all of history, this is the first time when starvation does not exist. Anywhere outside of a peace-loving, democratic republic,
yeah,
of Korea.
Yeah.
But, see, the whole thing is ridiculous.
Mm.
But I can't get people to say it.
Yeah.
I can't get them to jump on the other side.
Yeah.
Now, I hope I have the energy on the 28th to jump down their goddamn throats.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, it's hard to present this picture because nobody has any idea what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so they triple horsepower. They invented the windmill. Yeah. And a bunch of other things. They cleared all sorts of swamps. But the only important thing was that pretty soon they started rediscovering Aristotle.
Hmm. Yeah. Rediscovering Aristotle, yeah. Instead
of called the Renaissance, and the whole world suddenly took a great. I mean, this is so ridiculous. It's. We need a militant approach.
Mm-hmm.
We need to absolutely crush these absurdities.
Mm.
They can't be handled any other way.
Mm. Yeah. Does that come back to our morality, like the way that we have this self-hatred? Does that tie in with that?
It all ties.
It does. I know. But, you know, is that why that we're constantly putting ourselves down or our beliefs of, you know, that we are as good as we are? You know, that white people have achieved so much?
Well, in what calls itself Christian, it gives me pains to call it that, has always been that if you hate yourself, if you torture yourself, you're good.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm saying is not that I disagree with that or I take a different point of view. I'm saying that's sick and we need to get rid of it.
Mm. And is that what, like, goes back to that time period that we're constantly you know, putting ourselves down or denying our achievements, and you know, is that same time period all the way back then? So we put
somebody.
You're making
it too complicated.
Too complicated, yeah.
See, my way is don't make it complicated. Just call it ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Mm.
Taking an intelligent person, and he spends his whole life talking to a roof. You give your children to this order, and your children spend the rest of their lives starving and talking to the roof. Now, until we can actually face this, stop having respect for it.
Mm. Yeah. have so many thoughts at the moment. I can't make them up.
Well, you have to think about this.
Yeah.
I've spent a lot of years thinking about it. But
yeah.
This whole business of hating myself, hating my race, hating my country is directly part of what used to be called the Christian ethos. It's sick. Mm. Until we can take it out, all right, we can either go on to being, what we got to name this, these Indians, brown people,
mm.
sitting there on earth
yeah.
with all the resource and energy they could use for a billion years under them
mm-hmm.
and over them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting there being absolutely glorified by some guru saying, the hinge to Papuhoof is wapoo. You yeah. think I'm joking?
No.
I'm not joking.
Oh, I know.
You should hear some of these yeah. exchanges. It's pretty extreme. I don't know how, you know, we're trying to get out of the stream. But it is a very profitable stream. You can make a fortune by making people feel guilty.
Mm.
Hate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yep.
good to hate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How are we going to do
that? How do we get out of that?
Sure.
Yeah.
We can start with the racial thing, but and the more I think about it, the less I like it. Yeah. But I do believe from what's happened, and most people can't see it the way I can.
Mm. There's so many aspects around that circle, you know. There's so many things that have to be
so
addressed.
Simple.
Yeah, it's simple.
Yeah.
But yet, how do we get out of this stream that we're going down? This self-hatred.
You realize I just spent almost 20 years just developing this one bugs thing.
Yeah.
I think we can do it.
Yeah.
There's no reason I should. I mean, why should I do it?
Hmm.
What's my incentive?
Because you're the only one.
Huh?
You're the only one.
So what? I mean,
what's your incentive? To save your race.
Yeah, but they tell me I'll go to hell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see what you're saying, yeah.
What I'm saying is, what is my incentive? And that is one major problem. There's no incentive.
Mm. Not if they're saying you're going to go to hell, if that's the outcome.
Oh, that's what everybody says, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And being a Bible belter, that bothers me a bit. I'm sort of getting over it. But the other question is, what is my reward?
Mm. Yeah.
The average person, you say to him, how much do I get for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get sex? Which is cruel, somebody my age. But we have the same problem with our people.
Yeah.
There are no incentives.
Mm-hmm.
Except I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only race that ever worried about that was Nordics.
Mm-hmm.
Being right.
Just to back up there, wouldn't the incentive be to have a place for white people?
My personal incentive.
Oh, your personal. Okay, yeah. To have a place for white people? To achieve a place for white people? Because nobody else is having any success in doing it. Having your name in the future as the man who achieved this. in history?
I'll be dead.
I know. Okay, so... all right, so you want an incentive now.
Oh, no, I'm not.
No, I know, but you know, I get what you're saying.
I'm saying that I realize what our people are facing.
Yeah.
That all right. you get is kicks in the teeth.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am a fanatic to the point where it's way past ridiculous.
Yeah.
This just isn't true.
What's not true?
The other side.
Oh, the other side, right, yeah.
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 Something's wrong. What they're saying is not true.
Hmm.
Now, only a Nordic would go nuts about that.
Yeah.
Everybody I've ever seen gets rational. The ones that run National Review and
mm-hmm.
do MSN, they get rational. They say, why should I bother?
Mm.
Perfectly good question.
Yeah.
My explanation is that I'm a nut.
Mm.
But this is why you come over here to talk to me, or you move to Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's this particular nut here just won't back down.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I guess...
Am I making
yeah, sense? Well, as you said, the Nordic thing there about, you know, what's in it for me, well... You know, proving that it's wrong, you know, that they're wrong, that we are right and we have...
Oh, as far as what's in it for me, I can die right now. It doesn't make any difference.
It's not going to,
Every practical person all my life has made fun of me that way, in my family especially.
Yeah.
They'd say, you know, what are you worried about all this stuff? You know? What do you get out of it?
Hmm. Yeah, because it's right.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, I've had that too.
And all of the Christians have always said, what do you get out of this?
Yeah.
Jesus doesn't want this. Mm.
You shouldn't be focused on that. You should be focused on spreading the word of Jesus.
I should be talking to the ceiling. Mm.
Huh. Mm. Yeah. My mother's told me the same thing.
What?
About, you know, you shouldn't be focused on that. You know, Jesus is coming. You should be focused on Jesus is coming and spreading the word of Jesus. You know, the same thing that it doesn't matter if the world turns brown and, you know, because Jesus will come again and,
That's why I've been sold out so many times by those people because, but anyway, my point, but what I got out of that was that according to the Bible isn't true.
Hmm. Explain.
Jesus is coming soon.
Oh, yes, yep. And they said that back 2,000 years ago.
They said soon. That Jesus came back to earth.
Mm.
He said to the crowd, he said, many of you here will still be alive.
Mm.
When I return.
Yeah. 2,000 years later, nobody's preparing for the future.
Which is why the Vatican has no morality for the future.
Because the future
isn't supposed to be there.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, can you imagine how frustrating, keep repeating that, nobody remembers it.
Mm. Yeah.
But, oh, well, yeah. It gives me something to live for, I guess.
Yeah. It's good.
Mm.
Maybe the live for, you know, I know you won't see it maybe in your time, but you'll certainly be remembered as the one who's only given us the voice to speak it, Bob, you know.
Well, the odd thing is I have this thing in me that says this is true.
Mm. And right.
And that seems to be all that there is. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. That's your determination. That's your incentive?
I have no idea. It's just I won't quit.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been made fun of. I've been attacked. I've really enjoyed that. National Review had a front page article attacking me.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was so happy with that.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why I do this.
Some part of you must enjoy it too.
Yeah, I guess. All it scares the hell out of me because I'm always on the other side from everybody who has any power.
And for so long been alone on that side.
Yeah, absolutely alone.
Yeah.